Bonjour, dobro dosli, konnichiwa, kia ora. My name's Lucius, not Lucius Lan. I'm not lying, portraying poetry without even trying. I speak poetry, English, and much, much more, using education to open up many doors. Do your study at school to open up yours, and when you're done, go home and do your chores. Don't wait around for mummy to do yours. I play heaps of sports, but I prefer basketball. I dream of dunking on boys, just like Lonzo Ball. As you can see, he chose the right sport. His education most likely opened this door. But to be serious, I'm not a genius at all. I'm just a young Māori boy trying to get far, that's all. I just strive and strive until I reach the right door. Hello. My topic's education opens many doors. Not doors, but like doors, such as pathways or futures. But I find door language easier to persuade. There's so many doors out there, right? But what one do you choose? You don't just choose the door that is easier to open or pick the door that is pretty looking on the outside because you never know what's on the inside. What if you walk through the door that is easier to open, then it suddenly locks behind you and you are trapped in that door for life, such as taking drugs or spending every last cent you have on alcohol? My heart drowns in sorrow for my Māori people, the youth that are supposed to be the leaders of tomorrow, that throw their life away just for choosing the easier door instead of working hard to create their own pathway. I highly believe in this quote, "A child without any sort of education is like a bird without wings. Just by stepping through the easier door to open, you didn't allow yourself to set flight." Imagine one big door. The big door does not require an education key, but leads to a small pathway or future. Now imagine a small door which requires that key, but leads to what I call a bright future. The bigger the door means the less work you have to put in to get to your future. A good example of this is the New Zealand sensation, Stephen Adams. Stephen Adams is a professional basketball player for the Oklahoma City Thunder of National Basketball Association, aka NBA. After playing for Pittsburgh College, he was labeled a top international prospect for the NBA. He was 12th pick overall. Stephen Adams was very low educated, but when was needed to play professional basketball, he needed another 2 years of study to compete in the NBA. My point is, Stephen Adams didn't pick the big door that you don't have to work hard to open. He picked the small door which required that key. Even though he is a giant, he still managed to fit through that door. Even though it would have been a very tight squeeze through that door, it led to an enormous pathway which escalated to a tremendous future. The main point is, even though he is a Kiwi, he still had the ability to squeeze through that door and walk that path, leading to why he is the top paid Kiwi. His education in school is most likely 50% of the reason why and how his career is what it is right now. Because to become an NBA player, you don't need to be highly educated in school. Just as long as you're highly educated in basketball and complete 4 years of college, then you will be eligible to compete in the NBA. Now that's the door I'm striving to find. That's what I call a mint door. My second topic is about the pathways and choices we make. Our generation is only worried about living once, but not worried about living life to the fullest, as we say, YOLO. But TBH, we do only live once, but if we make the most of our lifetime now, it will definitely be a journey that could never be relived. My third and last topic is about the thing that matters most, the key to your door, your education. Education is an excellent perk to have, but did the man who invented school go to school? Now that's a question. What door did he take? What key did he use? What skills and knowledge did he have to invent school? Because school is where you learn everything, right? School is the key to success. Now some say it was a man named Horace Mann who was an excellent teacher of Greek and Latin, and some say it was a man named Mr. Harry P. Dot School, but there is actually no evidence of who invented school. As Charles Hamilton Houston once said, without education, there is no hope, and without hope, our future is lost. But what sort of education did the inventor of school have? What sort of hope did he have to give us generation a future? So what I'm trying to say is there's many forms of education. There's life schools, there's also street smarts. Education isn't just learnt in school. John Adams defined the difference between school and knowledge. He said there is two educations. One should teach us how to make a living, the other how to live. Now to all listening, I've reached the summit of my masterpiece. First step, doors. Find the correct door that best suits you. Make sure your door requires a key. Second step, pathways and choices. Choose the correct pathway to give yourself a future and a life of no regrets. Experience as much life as you can now so that when your time comes, your entire lifetime will be a journey that could never be relived. The third and last step is the thing that matters most, the key to your door, your education. Educate yourself whether you're in school or not. If you're not in school, it's going to be extra challenging for you because you'll have to learn how to deal with obstacles in life, which will make you mentally, physically, and independently stronger. Reasons being, in school, you are given a lesson, they're given a test, but in life, you're given a test, then taught a lesson. Education opens many doors. Thank you.